Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I would like to call your attention today to three different scriptures in the Bible. Our first scripture, St. John, the 8th chapter, and the 32nd verse. St. John, the 14th chapter, the 6th verse, and Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and the 8th verse. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Our message today is the real thing. It's the real thing. Would you repeat that after me? It's the real thing. All right. I've traveled many places and I've come in contact with many different issues. And I have found that many people are searching for realness. Well, many times we cannot help but to believe that we are living in a phony society. It is so difficult to find things that are real. Thousands of people are being misled every day. We are living in a phony age. And the world is just seeking something that they can depend on. Because everybody comes by pretends to have the real thing. And the world wants something that will hold out. The world wants something that is real. Politically, we have said that we have the real thing. In the political world, the candidates, every candidate is saying that he has the real thing. He is telling us that he has the solution for world peace. But we still find that we are in the midst of confusion. Everybody that's running for a political office seems to think that he has what it takes to bring men together all over the world. He seems to think that he has the answer for all of the problems that may be involved in this political age. But we find that we still have problems in our city. In some of our major cities, there are problems, and the problems are growing every day. And not only that, but socially, we have said that we have the real thing. In the social world, the modern age has changed everything. There was a time when the only social activities we could find were in the home. Our homes were very common in the olden days. They had no glass windows, but shutters. We had dirt floors, which we used to stand on instead of hardwood. The living room and the kitchen were the same. We had no electric or gas ranges. The skillet and lid were used to bake our yam on. And we always would throw a few hot ashes around. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. We use lamps for light. Is that right? But this young age says she has a better place. We have better homes now. We're living in a push-button age. In the fogy days, there were rules that we had to observe. boys had to leave the girls by 9 o'clock. But now they don't have to leave by 9. Matter of fact, they can stay all night if they want to. Or they can go someplace else to spend the night. Today, we are not pleased with anything socially. If we don't like the way we look, this phony society has fixed where we can get most anything we want falsely. Isn't that right? If a person is not pleased with his outlook or the way he looks, this phony society has so fixed it that he can get whatever else it takes to fix him up. For example, if we're not pleased with the hair that the Lord has given us, we can always purchase false hair. Excuse me now. And then, if we're not pleased with the precious fingernails that God gave us, we can always buy false fingernails. We're not pleased with the eyelids and the eyelashes that God gives us. We can always buy false eyelids, false teeth, false makeup. I saw a man not too long ago who was displeased with the shape of his nose. The man told him, I got the right thing for you. So he purchased a false nose. Some people are dissatisfied with the shape that the Lord has given them. This phony world has fixed that also. Stop by to tell you, when it comes to the light, the result is we have more divorce cases. More broken homes, more alcoholics, and more dope addicts in the world now than we've ever had before. Because when people start pulling back the phony aspect of us and looking into our real lives, many times we find a great deal of disappointment. And I stop by to tell you, the old people have what it takes. They had the real thing, for they had Jesus in their heart. Isn't that right? So socially, we have failed in society because we have taken Jesus out of the whole business and gone into a false world. And then educationally, the world has said she had the real thing. There was a time when our school systems were not like they are now. We had to walk 4 and 5 miles to a one-room schoolhouse with one teacher there. And this was for a 4 or 5 month term. Teachers were not required to attend college to be eligible to teach. And there were no scholarships inducing youngsters to study. Today, our present school systems are saying we have the real thing now. We have buses to transport the children. And therefore, we have a big bus problem now. When I was a boy, we didn't have a bus problem. We had walking problems. Now the school systems are saying we have a teacher for every class. College degrees are now required of those that teach. Scholarships and fellowships are granted that may encourage people to participate. But they had enough sense to speak to you when they met you. A lot of us do not know how to congregate a sinner's verb, and we do not have enough sense to speak to one another. We have more ignorance in the world today than we ever had before. Because people live in women and watch out to women and see what time you leave home and come out with some. Isn't that right? One another. Isn't that right? I stop by to tell you the real thing again, and that is Jesus in our hearts yesterday.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but religiousness. Like when all we knew to do was to sing, pray, preach, and give.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
From that kind of background, we received our greatest hymn of today.
Yeah.
Today we boast about Sunday school, Baptist training unions, and other organized religious schools. But with all of these things, we have more sin in the world today than we've ever had before. Isn't that right? Look like to me, with all of this that we have, we ought to be able to cut. So religiously, I believe that the world needs to back up and get that something that the old folks used to have. Isn't that right? You see, the world is looking for something that is truthful. Isn't that right? It's hard to go downtown and buy food that appears. Isn't that right? Because we're living in an artificial age. Isn't that right? It's hard, you see, to get pure butter on the market. But a long time ago, all you had to do was just churn. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Is that right? It's difficult to get pure flavor. It's that we need in this modern age that appears. And our children come up being fed artificial food. Isn't that right? And sometimes I believe that's the reason they act so full. Because they are fed of artificial food. And then when they grow up, all they know is to be what they are not. Isn't that right? But I believe we as Christians, we as children of God, need to back up and get that realness back into our heart. You see, the world is looking for something that is real and truthful. We as Christians have the answer. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not only that, but he said in John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You see, anybody, anything that is real, hold out. Is that right? And in case you are worried about Jesus changing on you, Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is same yesterday and today. Is that right? You see, there are some real things about some of us. But everything about Jesus is real. Isn't that right? It's real that Jesus met two sisters, Mary and Martha, who told him that their brother Lazarus was dead. It's real that a woman said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. It's real, I tell you. It's real that a man was lame for 30 long years. And Jesus told him to pick up his bed and start walking. That's real. Is that right? It's real now that Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. It's real. Is that right? It's real now that Jesus took water and made wine. Isn't that right? Now, not only do I have to look in the Bible days to find out that Jesus is real and find out some real things, but I can look back at my own life and find out that Jesus is real. It's real now that Jesus will take nobody and make somebody. Is that right? It's real that Jesus will take nothing and make something. I know that. It's real now that Jesus will take whatever gift you have, if you please, and multiply. Is that right? It's real that Jesus will feed your home. Because he took two fishes and five barley loaves and fed a multitude. It's real today that Jesus will make the enemies your footstool. I know he'll do that. It's real now that Jesus will be a friend when you need a friend. Isn't that right? But you see, all we need to do is back up and put Jesus back in our heart. Isn't that right? It's real now that Jesus will come to your rescue, because I've already tried. Isn't that right? You know, a lot of us, the Lord has been good to us. You see, a lot of us, the Lord has pushed aside and opened closed doors for us. And soon as we got on the high mountain, we took the Lord out of our lives. For many of us, we use the Lord as a spare tire. Long as everything is going all right, long as I'm able to see where my next meal is coming from, long as I'm able to pay my house rent, Lord, I don't need it. But soon as old man's sickness knocks on our door, we reach back for the spare tire. Isn't that right? But I believe now that we ought to look back and count our blessings. And I believe now that we ought to look back and see how good that God has been to us. Is that right? You see, when some of us were back in East Texas, back in Louisiana, back in Mississippi, back on the farm, we were very loyal to the Lord. Is that right? But one day the Lord stopped by and decided to deliver us. Is that right? And since we have been in the bright light, we have taken Jesus out of our hearts. Is that right? And I'm moving on here to close here today. But I'd like to let my mind go back on a little story that I heard. And that was a little boy who had never ridden a train before. And one morning early, he got up and went down to the train station. Oh, Lord, he did not have any money in his pocket, but he went down to the train station. And he stepped on board, and the train began to move on. And it wasn't very long before the conductor came by and began asking for tickets. Well, the little boy stood there and said, Mr. Conductor, I don't have any money in my pocket. And I don't have a ticket in my hand. And the conductor said, you're going to have to stop this train and put this boy off. And they did. The train didn't go too very far before it started on the track. And they called every engineer in that area. Oh, Lord. But the train will not move. And that little old lady sitting on the left-hand side. You know it's always somebody on hand. She began to call on the conductor and said, Mr. Conductor, I have a suggestion. She said, why don't you try reverse gear and try backing up? And the man tried backing up, and the train began to back on up. Oh, Lord. But when he got where the little boy was, the train stopped again. The Palmer. Yes, my Lord. I'm proving today for a lot of us, when we were back in the country, we had Jesus in our hearts. Yeah. We've taken Jesus out of our hearts. And we are stalling. We cannot move forward anymore. I tell you what you better do. You better back up. Yeah. You better back up. And put Jesus back into your heart. You better back up and get the real thing. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. I'm so glad. 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 A long time ago, I backed up. Yeah. I put Jesus in my heart. And oh, ever since that day, he's been walking with me. He's been talking with me. Oh, the reason somebody hasn't backed up, you need to wait on him. Are you waiting on him? Are you waiting on him? And ah, wait on him. 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 Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Call on him. Do you have a call? Jesus. 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 In the midnight hour. Jesus. And ah, 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 Jesus. If you know that you've been born again, I want to see your hand. If you remember the day that you find the real thing, if you remember the day that you were born again, I'm going to call a few days. If I call your day, I want you to stand on your feet. Somebody found him. Somebody found him. One Monday. Somebody found him. Somebody found him. One Tuesday. Somebody found him. Somebody found him. One Wednesday. Listen if you please. It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
A little static there, real. What is it? My soul, what? Love Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That old songwriter said, "He's a wonder to my soul."
Mm-hmm.
Man, that,
yes, sir.
That pastor Leo Daniels, man. That boy, that could preach, man.
Mm-hmm.
He bring it on in there, man. He, he brings it to the table, man, and he paints the picture that no one can misunderstand, man. You know, I just love good preaching and teaching going on, because that won't be because man don't know. That happened a long time ago right there. That sermon, though, you can hear it was on the old 45, 33 then, right then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dumb up. And he brought it in right with the real thing.
Yes, it is.
I like how he did about that stuff. That old Dre, he said he bagged him up, huh? He told him to bag up.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped him off. Go pick him up now. Wherever you left him at, go pick him back up. I like that thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, I like that thing, man.
Yes,
he can take me home with that one there, man. And he loved preaching, man. So you ever get Jay, just look him up, boy. He's somebody's pastor, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thank God
for
the ministry that he had. You know, he preached a long time, man. And he was preaching that day. They got one when he talked about Nixon. You know what I'm talking about? You remember that real?
Mm-hmm.
When he preached about Nixon, you know? So you know it's back in the 70s, you know, early 70s, right?
Yes,
so I was just thinking about how it's revenue. When he was talking, you think he's talking about right now. You know what I'm talking about? How things are going on right now, you know what I'm talking about? But since we got pulpit elements, you know, we gotta go touch that. We're going to thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit. You know, thank God.
Praise the Lord.
If you didn't get it, you know, it's always been said that repent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. Repent and go back. If you had them, somebody said, if you walk away from, I doubt you ever even had them, because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the scripture said. It's impossible once you have tasted the knowledge and walk away from it. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? It's impossible, because if you really have them, you ain't walking away. See, I think people walking away kind of different. Because I believe, now this is just me, you know, it don't have to go nowhere. You go Hebrews 6 with me, one who's round about five verses, and somewhere down the line, it'll tell you if it be God permit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, Reverend. And I like that scripture, because it helps us let us know that once you've been enlightened, help me, Holy Spirit, once God has came into your life and you accepted him as Lord and Savior, my brothers and sisters, it's a different from falling and practicing sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's a different.
Yeah.
Now, when someone is practicing sin, that's mean we believe in scripture, Bagdad said he lose the salvation, what? Because of his practice of sin. That's what he does. He loses salvation. Oh,
yes, sir.
But check this out. Now, if you fall and bump your head and you do some few things wrong, but you get up and repent, you know, you do a vow of faith. You do a 180 and ask God to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know you got access to the life? Now, them old bumps and bruises, they're going to heal, Reverend, because you got the blood.
Yeah,
the blood going to heal you, man. Yeah, they're going to say, they're going to be the same thing. Who in them white robes? Where they come from? You're going to say they're going to be the ones who came through the great tribulation. We might be that person. Don't help me on
that. That's right.
But I'll tell you one thing about it. It won't be because of where they've been taught, sung, encouraged, preached. It's because of if you are retaining and then have a receptive spirit of God's word. Don't help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
you know, and I thank God for the practical teaching and preaching today. Man can't say he don't know. Man part ignore it because he still want to do his thing. But he's talking about somebody that already had this thing. He said it's the real thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
I can imagine, Reverend, I'm gonna say this. And I got to get out of here. I'm going to say this, Reverend, and you can put it in your heart with you. I can imagine when that centurion really looked at Jesus.
mm-hmm.
You remember that, Reverend? That centurion, the same one was marking him. Said, you be the son of God. Come down and save yourself and others too. You know what I'm talking about? The same centurion saw Jesus as he got pierced in his side and water and blood came out. And he saw the cosmic of the sky change, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? From the 6 hour to the 9 hour. You know, it changed.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen all this thing going on. Ain't never seen this in life. He got two thieves on each side. Nothing happened then. But what's happened, Reverend? When Jesus died, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, he said he must be the Son of God. Now tell me, would that tell me, Reverend? He was the real thing, Reverend.
Yes,
he was the real thing.
Yes, he is.
He is the real thing.
Yes, sir.
So I tell you,
what
he got to do to get you to believe? What he got to do to get you to believe that God sent his Son down through 42 generations for you and I? Oh, yes, he broke up some, he brought some, watch this, Reverend. He brought that old garden tool with us. He brought the he brought the lion with us. There's a lot of people in that line is killer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
Hey, Reverend, he conniving people. He came through a lot of generations. So you and I can know that whatever you fell short in, he died for it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
he
right.
covered it.
That's right.
It's sealed now. Oh yeah, all power within his hands. So man can't say he don't have a salvation. You know how he don't have salvation? If he don't go to him himself, man, he had to confess out his mouth. He had to say out his mouth he believed God raised him from the dead. And salvation is yours. He said, but with the heart man believes, but with the mouth he confesses. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to salvation. So you can come. Yes, sir. You can come.
That's right.
And you can,
that's right.
And it can be helped. I love this thing. You know what I love about it, Reverend? Because it started with us first. I think I heard once somebody said it begins at the house of God. Oh, I know I'm right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
It begins at the house of God. Let God be the glory for all the good things he has done. Oh, Reverend, I'm about to ease out, man. I'm about to go, Reverend. I got to get on out of here. But I thank God for the preach word, man, and for God be the glory for all the good things he had done. I believe if it be God's will, Reverend, if it truly be his will, speaking for myself with this one, if he allow me to see another day, Reverend, we'll try to be back on tomorrow. Well, if not, you know, it was him. Give us a place. I just believe that in his kingdom, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because it's going to be a day. You know, Eric might not be here. Oh, Reverend Henry might not be here. It won't be because we just didn't call in. It's because he called us on and rest.
That's right.
So we pray for the ones that gone on. You know, I was on the Widow Dog show, and I found out one of the guys calling in all the time over there with them guys, man, and saying that Reverend, he passed, Reverend. I can remember when the brother said he was in the hospital, right? They called him unknown, you know, unknown. And I can remember, man, when he said he was in the hospital, he was commanding, he was giving thanks to the praise, the prayer hour, Brother D and Brother Tim, Sister Mary, you know, he was thanking them, how they've been teaching them and preaching to them. He felt pretty good about some things he learned. The man was 76 years young, you know, and he would say he was learning, you know, and he was humble and it turned his life to like he was getting closer to the Lord, as his testimony was. And I knew something was going on because I heard his son one day came on, you know, and I heard his son came on one day. I take what the window I said is he all right? Is because we ain't heard nothing from him for a while. Then they found out this past Saturday he passed, you know. He passed, you know. You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm saying like this here, Reb, I'm saying this here, I believe he got introduced to God way before because the way he came on, the way I was hearing, it was a seed already there. He just got it stirred back up. Could I go back and get Leo Daniels for a minute? He had to back up and go get his real thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And now he got his real thing, and God said, come on up a little higher, my brother. You was on a few days, but now I'm going to make you up a minute. Brother had a lot of wisdom, man. He had a lot of wisdom. Every time he spoke, it was wisdom, man. A lot of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Man. You know, you can hear it, you know,
yes,
come on. So we want to lift that family up, man. I don't know his name. You know, maybe the owner might know it now. All I know, well, I hear them, they say unknown, you know. You know, if you can, Rev, when you do the prayer, you know, talking about lift that family up, man, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, 76 years old, man. He he had whoever was around him in that time. What I heard, just a short time I heard him, I heard a lot of wisdom, man. I know he deposited some wisdom in the people, man. You know, he always used to sign in, Reverend. He signed in and always spoke positive things. You know. Sometimes he used to go sideways over there. You know, I don't know. That's the mm-hmm. Lord. Is he real?
No, sir. Not me.
Hey, Reverend, every time he came in, the reason why I'm emphasizing about this brother to me now, to me, it was a season. Oh, mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. Can I change his name, Reverend? Can I change his name to Stranger?
Come on, man. Come on.
Can I change that?
Yes,
you know, it's AKA Stranger. You know what I'm talking
about?
Okay. The Bible says, be aware of strangers. Because you might be entertaining an angel. You just don't hear me, Reverend. I'll try to get out of here.
Yeah.
And you just didn't understand, Reverend. That's why I like my little scripture that I put must read. You know what I'm talking about? And it's over there. I think it was First Timothy chapter 4, Reverend. A must read, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend?
Yeah.
Reverend.
Yeah.
When I was hearing, now God is depositing me something in my heart about the brother. I believe that scripture will work again. Can I just read it, Reverend? Please let me read it, man.
Come on now.
Can I read it, man?
Read it.
Can you go with me, man? I know I'm supposed to be
going,
man. But can we read it, man?
Come on.
First Timothy
yes,
4.
Sir.
I think it's about the 11th verse, Reverend. You there yet?
Yes, sir. These things, yes, sir.
Yeah, look, but the Bible said these things. I'm going to read it now.
Uh-huh.
These things. Command and teach.
Man,
let no man despise your youth. Y'all just hang on for a minute. He said, but be thou an example of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book, right?
Yeah.
In word,
in conversation.
Is that right about it? In charity.
Yes,
my book said charity. That means love. In spirit.
Yes, sir.
In faith.
Okay.
And in purity. That's what he said, right?
Yes,
and
then
he said, till I come.
Sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me with this one here. He said, give attendance, ready to exhortation to the doctrine. Oh, help me. I'm just going to read it now. Neglect not the gift that's in thee, Reverend. He said,
yes,
given thee by prophecy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, with the laying on the hand of Presbyterians. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. That, look, he said, thou prophet. Oh, I'm almost home, really.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take heed of thyself. I'm going somewhere with this
That's
thing. He said, unto the doctrine.
Yeah.
He said, continue in them. And for doing this, thou shall, this is what I'm at, home now. Thou shall what, Reverend? Shall what?
Save
thyself and them. That here, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reminding, if I could just rephrase, just change that up a little bit. As we teach and preach, we're not also just teaching and teaching towards you. We are helping ourselves, too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
So when we get happy, when someone come on and say what they get out the word, we get happy when they say what they learn and how they feel. But then also, they just don't know. That's why me, not myself, Reverend, you might have your own little thing, how you feel about it. That's why you hear me. I say, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because I know when I'm speaking, I'm talking to Eric first. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm talking to Eric first, I have to just still keep on telling the word because it's like a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get out of here, Reverend. When
That's
I say
right.
this, Reverend, I'm going to say it with love. That God sees everything. The man thinks. See, he can hide from man, but he can't hide from God. Oh, he can tell me he loved me, but God knows he really loved what love is. So I'm going to say this in passing.
Yeah.
All that what he did, our brother came through like a stranger. That's how I look at it, Reverend.
Yeah.
But the Bible said, be aware, because you might be entertaining an angel. Brother has some wisdom, man. You know what I'm talking about? And I know he lived, God gave him 76 years on this side. He might have got a little older. I heard him say, he said he was 76. You know what I'm saying? That was last year. But I want to say this here, from the bottom of my heart. that's what I was thinking, that we here and I thank God for the Holy Spirit for how he moved.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right about it?
Yes,
but
sir.
Wherever God put people in your life, sometimes it might be a season. Wherever God
mm-hmm.
put people in your life, maximize the time with them because you never know when God might take them away. Maybe
that's
not
right.
in death or transition, or he might just move them away. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for that, man. I said I was gone, but I want to tell you that, Reverend. I want to tell the people, to God be the glory for all the good things he has done.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus,
let his
wisdom touch your heart. Let his peace always be in your heart. He said, let not
mm-hmm.
your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Some books say room, you know. So wherever it is, I want to go where he's at. Because he said he's going to go. And he's going to prepare a place for us. And he has to do this because
mm-hmm.
he has to come back and receive us one day, brother. So I thank God for
his
wisdom.
Right.
I thank him for his love. I thank him for how he covered this ministry. You know what I'm talking about? I thank how, you know, the devil wants to move in sometimes, Reverend. You see him creeping a little bit.
Mm.
You know, I know you know about spirits. You can see him creeping a
yes,
little
sir.
Bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But we keep on pushing, Reverend, because we
that's
know
it.
God.
That's
we're persevering through all that slick stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So,
right.
Lord, have
right.
thy way. Have thy way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have thy way, Lord. Yes, have thy way, Lord. Lord, it might be somebody
mm-hmm.
right now by the sound of my voice, Lord. To need your strength, Lord. To need
mm-hmm.
your love, Lord. I don't
yeah.
know the brother all the way. I heard a few times about this brother unknown, Lord. But I ask you to bless his family, Lord. I'm standing
yes,
in
sir.
Agreement that I know you know the transition, Lord. So I ask, Lord, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord, to bless that family, Lord. Lord, he had
yes,
a lot of wisdom, and so I know he just didn't give it to us. He gave it to all the people he came around. So, Lord, bless that family, Lord. Bless the
yes,
people
Lord.
That he imposited the spirit of you in there, because I believe he have it, Lord, because you can hear the things he said. So, Lord, thank him for his
Lord.
Life, Lord, that you gave him. Lord, mm-hmm. we love the things that we heard, but, Lord, we know you love him more, Lord. So we ask you,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, send the whole family. Even the one probably
mm-hmm.
missing them, Lord. Even one who just got a little glimpse of them, Lord. And you allowed a little season right there, Lord. Give strength to that, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord. Bless Reverend, Lord, as he go forward in
mm-hmm.
the message, wherever he has to speak to the people, Lord. Move any foolishness
yes,
out the way, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit put in someone's heart. Let them know that heaven is the way we need to be going, Lord. And focus our
yes,
heart
Lord.
And mind, too. So, Lord, we ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way in the
mm-hmm.
name of Jesus, Lord. Maybe we missed something, Lord. Maybe we didn't say it right, Lord. But we know, Father God, you can mend that up, too, Lord. So we ask you, we come home
thank
with you,
Lord.
Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way,
yes,
Lord. Strengthen the body of Christ, Lord. Strengthen it, Lord. Got a friend laying down his grandmama today, Lord. You know who it is, Lord. And they
mm-hmm.
laying her down as we speak, Lord. So I ask you, Father God, help Jonathan them, Lord. Help Jonathan them,
yes,
the Caesars,
Lord.
Give them strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know them, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you
yes.
know them, Lord. So give that whole family strength, Lord, in the name. They just buried their mother last year. Now they buried their grandmother, Lord. Help them, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Help them, Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. We pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember, I know
Lord.
I told you to pray,
amen.
But I'm sorry, bro. You know,
oh, you
I thank God
you
for
good,
the.
Man.
Yeah, I thank God for the ministry, man. I'm gonna shut up and get on out of here, man. Love you, brother. Hey, give me a call later, man.
Amen. Love you as well.
Me?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Real thing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank God for being real to us and showing us over and over again. It's him that we should choose. It's him that we should ask unasked questions. Oh, thank you, Amy, building a bridge. Right there, building a bridge. Your faith towards, thank you, Lord, your faith towards God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. 1 Thessalonians 1:8. Building a bridge. Live the gospel and others will listen. Oh, you write about it. As God declares himself to those around us by his word and through our lives, we can become a bridge to those who do not yet know the love of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. As God declares himself to those around us by his word and through our lives, it'll be by his word, but we should be living it to show people, hallelujah, and God and can manifest that if we show, if the word is in us, show that it's in us, hallelujah. Show it, how it governs us, and people will can be able to see, hallelujah, his word. A lot of people would say, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. But when you can see that sermon, and then it goes hand in hand, because faith needs some works. Faith without works, you know, is dead. But when you can let it work, let his word work within you, hallelujah, then the sermon that's in you will come out. God bless you. Let live the gospel and others will listen. Hallelujah. Opening doors. Praise the Lord. Opening doors. Jesus opens the doors of salvation to all who will believe. Praise the Lord. We can open the door for someone who never dreamed they'd be welcome personally into the house and family of God. Hallelujah. Make someone feel welcome, hallelujah, to come on into the family. Make someone feel welcome that oh, hallelujah, that ain't no place too low God cannot come get them and lift them up. Praise the Lord now. Hallelujah. Open the door. Opening doors. Jesus opened the doors of salvation to all who will believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what we have experienced on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God prayer has been extended. Hallelujah. Invitation have been extended again today. As yesterday and again today, the real thing. Hallelujah. Accept the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let him be the one that comforts you, that counsels you, that keeps you, that leads you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is all we have. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Let God have his way. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Pray. We want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your Exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.